This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Three of the deadliest mass shootings in modern U.S. history happened in the last 5 months. The most recent one was on this day last week, when a gunman opened fire at a school in Parkland, Florida. 17 people were killed. It's easy to feel helpless in a situation like this, but one University of Texas student says there is something we can do, and she's making it her mission to train everyone on campus. KUT's Nadia Hamdan reports.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming. I'm glad that you're all here.
It's around noon, and a group of students have nearly filled a UT classroom where Claire Zagorski is getting ready to teach. The students weren't going to get any credit for this class. It won't affect their GPA. Zagorski isn't even a professor. She's a student just like them. But they showed up anyway, and it's all because of what they're here to learn.
If your victim is laying in a pool of blood, if your victim has a limb torn off, these are all bad signs that you need to act, and we need to do something.
As you've probably figured out, this isn't your typical elective. This is one of UT's first Stop the Bleed courses. It's a free training that teaches average citizens basic skills to help stop someone from bleeding to death. The program started in 2015. It's a national awareness campaign that was created in response to one of the country's deadliest mass shootings.
Connecticut State Police responding to reports of a shooting, we're told.
Connecticut State Police and SWAT teams are now responding to a school shooting at an elementary school in Newtown,
Connecticut. The site today of a mass shooting, and this time, gunfire aimed at elementary school children.
The Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting left 26 people dead. Most of the victims were between 6 and 7 years old. Zagorski is a pre-med student at UT. It was another tragic event, this one right on campus, that made her think seriously about Stop the Bleed. Last year, a student attacked people with a hunting knife right outside Gregory Gym. The attacker injured 3 people and killed 1, UT freshman Harrison Brown.
There was a Daily Texan article where they quoted one of the bystanders to Harrison's death. And she basically said, you know, there's someone laying there in front of me bleeding and I could do nothing but wait. And that really was like striking that baseball with a bat. Like I just felt it because it's not true.
As a trained paramedic, Zagorski says she took for granted that she'd know what to do in this type of situation. So after Harrison's death, Zagorski started a Stop the Bleed chapter at UT.
It was going to be kind of a new CPR almost. It's going to be this easy, straightforward class that you can teach anyone to kind of respond in those very critical moments to save someone who, could easily die.
Zagorski wasn't alone in seeing the program's potential. Steve Stephenson is a professor of neurology and chief of the learning health system at UT's Dell Medical School.
You know, in the body, we have about a gallon of blood. And in certain types of trauma, you can die within a matter of 5 to 10 minutes if something isn't done.
Stephenson says the minute she introduced the idea of Stop the Bleed, he decided to help sponsor her effort. The first thing he asked her was,
how big are you willing to take this? And that's when she told me, I want to train everybody on the UT campus. And I said, I think I can help make that happen.
So what can be done in a trauma situation? Obviously, the best way to find out is to take one of Zagorski's classes. But turns out, it's all about knowing your ABCs.
So A is for alert, which means call 911. B is for bleeding, which means to find what's bleeding. And C is for compress.
It seems pretty straightforward, and in a lot of ways, it is. You need to do whatever you can to stop the bleed. That means things like pushing all your weight on your hands and holding down on the injury. It can also mean packing the wound with gauze or a relatively clean shirt. Zagorski explains how to do each of these things, but she also makes sure the class tries it out themselves. For example, Zagorski has a dummy leg that looks more like a Vienna sausage. The leg's been shot and stabbed. Students take turns packing the wounds with gauze. They also put tourniquets on each other's arms.
You're going to just put it over the wound. So say your wound's right here. I'm going to put it up here, get rid of the slack, and just fix the Velcro. Uh-huh. And this is the windlass, so you're just going to turn this until what happens?
Bleeding stops.
Yeah, good job.
Looking around at the students here, I wonder how many were studying medicine. I was surprised to hear how many were not.
My name is Tristine Lamb, and I'm a marketing major.
Lamb is a junior at UT, and she says everyone should just have this knowledge. But in light of all the school shootings, it's particularly important.
If you're panicked, I mean, having this background knowledge of like how to apply tourniquets, it's super important, you know, because like we have to somehow overcome the panic and shock and do something.
And for Claire Zagorski, that's what Stop the Bleed is all about. It's that realization that you're not helpless.
I know it sounds kind of intimidating to think about traumatic events, but I want you to just walk away with like an invisible backpack that you can kind of whip out at any time and hopefully feel empowered to act and empowered to save life.
So far, Zagorski has trained over 500 people. Nadia Hamdan, KUT News.